and fuck that sigh of relief.
You gotta be ready when the cameras start rolling. I didn't even realize it happened.
I feel you. It's okay though. It's alright, we here.
Right.
How are you? What's going on?
Same old. It's another day. Another day working the shit. Doing housework. I don't know if you know this, but when you went inside, there's a whole bunch of wood on the floor because niggas had to take a doorway down to get the refrigerator in, so.
Gotcha.
Home ownership is fun.
You doing other work yourself, or you?
Like, nah, I turned to that shit. I just watched.
Cool. I was about to say, I don't know.
I look like I'm moving refrigerators?
Bro, like, no. I feel you.
Nah, we pay for help around these parts. We know that. We don't get the name of it. That's why I'm fat, because I'm trying to do
you're
shit.
Not trying to do nothing yourself, do shit.
I'm like, I got an extra 20. You can do that for me.
I feel that. Like, my dad a contractor, right? Yeah. So I know how to measure out shit. I know how she rock. I can do the spackling. I know how to do the paint and all that other good shit, right?
Right.
But I'm not doing nothing. I'm not doing nothing of it. I'm going to pay whoever.
I also know how much it should cost. So I'm going to cut that check.
Facts. I'm going to pay the man. Because I'm not going to do it.
Yeah,
like, what?
Time I spend spackling and shit is less time I got to get drunk.
Yo, that's also very true. I ain't thinking about like that. Like, that sound like a real opie way to think about something like but yeah, that's definitely true. You know, in my head, I just want to do anything else. I'm not about to sit in the house and be doing hard labor when I ain't got to.
At all.
Like, I'm going to just pay the man.
You might have me for like one time. I might like paint something. I might like put up like some framing or something, but I ain't finna do it all.
You want to do the easier part?
I ain't even gonna say the easier part, but I'm just not finna do it all. I'm gonna do like that task. And that's why I can't be. I used to want to buy like a fixer upper, but I can't be the one doing the fixer upping because I'm gonna be one of them old niggas that like take 30 years to do shit. Like, it's gonna take forever. Because I'll get tired of looking at it, but I'll also be actually tired. And I'm like, you can do that shit today.
Yeah, I feel that.
It's gonna take like. I'm gonna be doing the kitchen for like 10 years. Every time they come in,
that shit gonna be done though, and then you gonna be like, "Yeah, I put my heart, what is it, sweat and tears." And then
I'm selling the house because I'm tired of looking at it.
It'll be a nice house to sell.
By the time it's finished, I ain't never going to that kitchen again.
Yo, we out of here. I feel that. But I mean, by the time you're done and you're ready to sell, you could say it's a fresh set.
Right.
Charge a lot for it. Hopefully, you know, should have freezed. But I don't know. It's kind of crazy. I think it's kind of crazy to have to do all your own work. I'm going to pay the person. I'm just
joking. Definitely. That's just a six.
I
work all day for a living, and then you want me to come home and work some more? Nah.
Yeah.
Home is where the heart is. I'm going to sleep.
Yeah, I hate it. Like, when I was younger, I had to work with my dad. Like, he got his own, like, I guess you call it a side hustle, too.
Mm-hmm.
So I would go out and help him do, like, the contract and shit for his business. Mm-hmm. And, bro, I hated it. Like, doing the actual work itself was cool. Like, I did learn a lot. Like I said, I could do all of this shit now. But at the end of the day, like, I'm like, it was always too hot or too cool. Like, it was never, I'm never comfortable. I was never just, good.
It's not a profession where you go become.
No, you can't. Because the thing is, right, in certain joints, like, if I'm doing demo work, I'm knocking down shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
So with me knocking down shit, I can't turn the air on because I'm literally, like, what we want heat or what we want cool? Ain't no walls.
Right.
So the air is just running at this point. I'm wasting that person's electricity. They not trying to have that. They taking that shit out before that happened.
Right.
So now I'm too hot because I ain't got no air. And then during the winter time, like, it be times where I'm outside. Like, we, like, building. We doing framing for, like, somebody's backyard or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm outside in the dead winter. And then you couldn't dress. Like, you could layer up. But now I'm hot because I done layered up so much. Cool, once you start working, like, you, and I'm sweating under this one, you know what I mean?
Right.
You try to take it off, but now you got sweat on you. Like, it wasn't a good joint, bro.
I feel that.
I was like, nah. And that's how I knew, like, you know, manual labor for me. Like, I'm going to just pay the guy. I'm going to pay the person.
You are correct.
Somebody enjoy this shit, and it ain't me, so.
You are correct. I ain't finna do it.
Yeah.
I'm not. I got all the plans, but it won't be me doing it.
Nah, it'd be a bad time. It's gonna be stuff outside.
It's gonna be Pedro and them outside of Home Depot.
Bro, that was Reese's.
Yo, first off, I had to go to Home Depot today, and it was out there.
It was outside.
Yes.
Is it a
rotator? But it's a blend. It's not just Mexicans no more. Like, I saw somebody. They might have been Jamaican, might have been African. I can't really tell. In passing, there was a white dude out there. That's, you know, it's the United Nations of contractors.
I got you. Just a little bit of everybody there, huh?
Equal opportunity. We like that. We love to see it.
If you had to choose one of those people to work for you that day, though, Would you like, are you like choosing based off of race? Are you looking at the black dude and being like, you know what, I'm gonna support black business?
Yes, that's exactly the direction I'm going. Not even gonna lie. All right,
cool.
At first, I was gonna say I'm definitely going to the Mexican, but nah, the Jamaicans and Africans do good work too. So I'm probably going that direction. Okay. The issue is I'm getting scammed by either one of them, so it don't matter.
Probably.
Like more than likely, they both gonna scam me. So
probably because ain't nobody licensed out there. I'd be standing outside. You're not licensed.
Not only are they not licensed, they're not giving me good rates. They gonna give me whatever rate they're gonna test me to see how much I know, and then they gonna throw a number out there. And see if I'm like, oh,
also very true.
So,
also very true.
Yeah,
you're the bargainer, though. You might be at it. You know, just got bargain. Ah, that the last guy didn't tell me that. And then they'd be like, oh, no. For you? I'm a do this. But nah, I ain't even gonna hold you. The Mexicans be outside AutoZone, too. On the Lehigh, like American Street.
Really?
Yeah.
Like fixing cars?
I used to get my brakes bent down there all the time.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You said on Lehigh.
I think that's American Street. It's down that like area, like where that OTD used to be.
I know like, exactly what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. I don't picture it in my head. Yeah, we're gonna take the Kia over there to see if they can do
my race. I used to get my race down there all the time. I don't know if they still be out there as much as they used to, but I used to get it done. I just wanted to know what's smoking behind us. Like y'all
I
see
thought
that
it was a cloud.
Out this bro this low.
Oh, you right.
Where did that cloud just come from? That shit is smoky.
Well, I ain't finna turn around, but...
I mean, I'm not going to mind my business.
I definitely just saw like the shadow go across the car. I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah, it's
real. It's not a cloud in my face, guy. I'm talking about it. It's a cloud.
Yeah, I don't know, bro. I'm like, damn, that's kind of crazy. Mm-hmm. But, it's cool. I ain't even gonna worry about it. I'm just mind my business like black folk do.
It's not somebody burning something or doing work or something, because...
Can you imagine we recording that shit and it's a real fire behind us just chilling?
World
go.
Star.
That'd be wild.
You smell it though? It's cold.
I do. It do smell kind of weird. But
I don't know what's burning, but it's definitely something burning.
I don't know. If I see something blow up.
It ain't a house, but it's like somebody doing work that requires like fire or something.
Yeah, it's real weird. It's a bunch of grass in your block. That's not.
It is.
Can't
true.
Be like not dangerous, right?
Mm.
I don't know. But we in here, you know, welcome back to another episode of Car Convo. Sean in the driver's seat as always, Mo out here in the passenger.
Yeah, I know.
Again, started doing this in the beginning, but like, subscribe, follow, share, all that. I keep, can't, you know, express how important that stuff is. Like I keep telling y'all, it's how we get viewed. That's how, you know, we keep the lights on in this joint, or, you know, the gas in the car, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
And we keep providing these episodes. So if you like us, tell your friends to watch. You know, support, all that good shit. But we in here, bro, I feel like we gotta talk about it. Everybody done talked about it this week. But McDonald's. So
McDonald's meeting. I ain't never seen so many motherfuckers be upset about a Happy Meal.
Yo,
never.
Facts. You know what I'm saying?
Never. Like it's beyond me.
It's been a debate all week. Like, and at one point, like, I didn't partake in the debate. I didn't want to talk about it. But then, like, it kept coming up. And people kept asking, like, yo, Sean, what's your opinion on this? Or how you feel about that? And I'm just like, all right. You know what I mean? Like, we can get into it, but... Y'all burning me out over McDonald's and this.
Bruh, they do that good. Like, all this over some motherfucking McDonald's.
It's McDonald's, bro. Like, it's fast food. But for y'all who don't know the story, right, the shorty had 3 or 4 kids. It was 4?
It don't matter how many kids she had. She had some kids. She had multiple kids. All right.
She was dating dude. She was in a relationship with dude. Had a kid by dude. Apparently, boy stopped talking to her. They broke up. Bought his kid McDonald's. Now, she got 3 other children or 4 other children or how many other children that I guess at one point in life he did for her because he was in a relationship with her. And he didn't buy them food as well. Like, he went out. He bought his son McDonald's. He bought the McDonald's home. He said, here, kid, this for you. He turned around. He walked away. He said, all right, y'all, I'm going to holler at y'all. Baby mom didn't really like that because she said, how you gonna buy for the one kid and not the other? You know, all of this little back and forth stuff they had. She posted on social media. World went crazy. Everybody was talking about it. People were saying that he should have did for the other kids. But then other people were saying that shouldn't have did for the other kids because that's not his responsibility. So on and so forth. me and Mo gonna have this brief conversation, I guess.
Very brief. Yeah, we ain't finna do all that.
Tell me how you feel, bro. You buying McDonald's for everybody, or was it okay that?
So, me personally, I'm buying McDonald's for everybody. That's just how I'm built. Like, there's no way I'm embarking on a relationship with you, knowing you have kids, and I'm not creating a relationship with your children. Okay. Because in my mind, we are together. I'm not just with you. I'm with you and them. Like, this is a package deal. And we had a kid together, so I added to your litter. And, I mean, I don't have a relationship with your children. So, then we break up. It's not the kids' fault we broke up. We differed. We are adults, and we had a difference in opinion. We saw ourselves going different directions, and we decided to separate. Good, bad, or ugly, them kids didn't do nothing. You came into their lives. You were good to them when mm-hmm. you were in their lives. You decided to stop fucking with their mom. Cool, but that's not on them. And, you know, little things like this, little moments where, like, you know, you could be a stand-up dude to the children. Mm-hmm. When you choose not to, that negatively impacts the child.
Right.
Mentally, like, because for all we know, them kids are looking at themselves like, well, what did I do to him? Why is he not treat me like he used to? He used to take me to McDonald's. He used to take me to Chuck E. Cheese. He used to buy me ice cream when Mr. Softy came by. Mm-hmm. And now he don't do for me no more. Like, why? I don't know what I did. Why is he not nice anymore?
Mm-hmm.
So now you have these kids, you know, building insecurities about their relationship with adult men. Because you upset with how shit fell out with their mom, or you just don't feel like that's your responsibility anymore. And it's not. Let's be clear. You know, your responsibility is to your child, but it's also to be a stand-up human being. And that means, you know, understanding how to treat little people.
Mm-hmm.
Understanding how to treat people in general, but, you know, understanding how to help children and, you know, treat children. And mm-hmm. I just feel like that situation is unfair to the kids. If your beef is with the mom, take it out on the mom. Don't buy that bitch nothing to eat. She's struggling.
I don't know if you got her happy meal too, bro.
if she's struggling and she wants something from you, leave her to struggle. Like, you can be petty to her, but to do the kids like that, that's just fucked up. It ain't got nothing to do with, you know, they dad could buy them a happy meal, da, da, da. It's not about that. It's not about that at all. Because it's a fucking happy meal. Like, you shouldn't, your ability to buy your child a Happy Meal does not make you a parent, right? Like, it's a weird thing. So, that's my only take on it, is just that, like, it's not fair to the kids. It don't have nothing to do with who's their father and who's not. You are a male who played a role in their life, in their lives, and you shouldn't have an issue with providing a meal for them. Not a meal every day for the rest of their lives, but a singular Happy Meal for them this one time would not hurt.
Gotcha. Alright, cool. I mean, so your argument, so there was another video that surfaced. I don't know if it surfaced today or yesterday, but I did see her, like,
of her trying to explain herself.
Yeah. So she, you know, basically came out, was like, everybody bashing me for this, that, and the third, but basically everything that she said was pretty much like how you felt. Mm-hmm. You know, they were in the lives, you built a relationship with them, like, you broke up with me or we broke up, but every now and then, you know, you still coming through, you hitting or whatever, and you can't do for the kids. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, I didn't know he was still hitting.
Yeah, she said in the video, like,
this nigga bombing, he like, fuck them kids.
Yo, that's crazy. Fuck them kids in the person. Like,
that's crazy.
So, apparently that's life, right? So, that was, like, everything that you said was pretty much kind of, like, summed up as to, like, what she was talking about. I kind of feel like I would have bought the kids McDonald's too. Like, mm-hmm. if I had to do for my own, like, I'm not, I don't know, I was raised in a household where it's, no, you know, one person don't have, we not doing for nobody else.
Right.
Like, I was raising that. But I also don't feel like he did nothing wrong at the same time, because on the other side of that, it's not my obligation anymore. Like, it's, mm-hmm. it's not. But I do feel like if, like, because I agree with what you said, I think it's a better way that he could have handled it.
Definitely.
Now, if the kid was home, like, if they were all, like, let's say home, and I was bringing the kid McDonald's, instead of bringing the kid McDonald's, I would just try to swing by, pick my seat up. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to pick my kid up. We're going to go to McDonald's. We're going to sit down. We're going to spend time together. That's how I'm going to do things. That way, I'm not just throwing the food in my kid's face and being like, ha, y'all don't get to eat. Like, I'm not going to be that petty to the other people, because, like you said, we are kind of, like, responsible for how they feel, too, even though it's going to be, I guess, collateral damage.
Right.
However, in the event, like, let's say my kid was just hungry and they were, like, at school or something, or my kid called me and was like, yo, can you get me something to eat? My first instinct might not be, well, did your brothers and sisters eat? Like, because my kid called me. He called me specifically and was like, can you bring me some food? Right. I'm going to say, yeah, like, I'm going to do that. So if you want to get mad at me for, you know, being a good dad and, you know, doing what my kid asked me to do, then that's a completely different story. So, again, I don't really know what circumstance was. And even down, like, this is weird, too, but apparently Shorty and, I guess, old dude, like, baby father, this whole thing might have been a skit. So, you know, fair warning that none of this shit might actually be real. And yeah,
listen, it was a damn good, this might be the second time, because remember we just had the other one that turned out to be a skit.
Yeah, so people trying to say it's a skit, it might just be a thing. Mm-hmm. But if it is, then, you know what I'm saying, it just sparked the conversation. So, being as though that's what that is, like I said, if it's me, I don't feel like he did nothing wrong, but he just needed to go about it a little bit differently if it was real.
I hate when niggas get involved with women with kids and they act like they're allowed to be temporary to the children. Like, I don't know what type of household y'all grew up in. I grew up in a single-parent household, so I understand. I also didn't have a lot of men come in and out of my life, so I didn't have to deal with that. But, like, you shouldn't be willing to, like, I get it. A lot of women out here got kids now, so that's the market. That's where we at. But, like, you shouldn't be willing to deal with a woman with kids and create that relationship with her and her kids and just be able to roll like that. Like, even if your relationship with her ends, you still should be willing at some point to not continue, but at least, like, keep the relationship with the kids positive. You know what I mean? Mm. Say happy birthday. Make sure they're good. Check on them every now and then. I got a girl. I dated a girl in, when was this? I had to be, like, 22. To this day, every year on her birthday, I tell her daughter happy birthday. She sends me, you know, graduation pictures. She sends me when she went on, like, a kiddie dance or something. She sent me pictures of that. Like, to this day, I still get that information because I built that relationship with her from when she was 1 year old. Till now, like, it's stand up. Like, it's just what you're supposed to do. You don't create relationships with people and then just up and leave because your relationship with someone else soured. Because you never know the impact that connection you built with them has on them.
Okay.
Like, we're put on this earth for lifelong connections, and niggas just be breaking them because they're not getting pussy no more. That shit's weird.
That is a big thing in people's lives. That's the whole reason they wanted to go on their first date. Like, they only trying to build that connection. They just wanted the coochie. But, yeah, I don't know. I feel you. I'm not going to say that I'm as stand up as you are. Because at some point, the connection do break. Like, I'm not doing the checking in thing. Like, and I'm going to be 100% honest. Like, I got cousins who, like, post their kids on their birthdays. In my head, they don't see that shit. Like, so I'm not normally the one to be like, tell them I said happy birthday. Unless, like, I can pull up on you. You know what I mean? Like, it'd be a little bit different for me. But, yeah, shout out to you for that, because I don't know too many people who are doing that. You said since one?
I met that little girl when she was, before her first birthday, I wouldn't say. Before her first birthday, and I think she's like 10 or 11 now.
You're a good dude out here, huh?
Mm-hmm. I try.
Mm-hmm. You're a good dude. Mo is not toxic anymore. Not this episode, huh? Not yet, anyway. I don't know. Ooh. It's a different side. I ain't never seen this shit.
Hey, yo, me out, bro.
I'm sorry. I'm just saying. It's a different light.
She came around during my baby phase. Like, I wanted a kid, and she was all little and cute. And I said, oh. So I stuck around. And, you know.
I feel you. That's what's up. I can appreciate that. Mm-hmm. I can appreciate that you're that person, because apparently there's a lot of people out here who just like, old boy ain't do nothing wrong, and they don't care. So for people to be out here like you, still taking care of kids that ain't their own, or not taking care of, but like still being in kids' lives that ain't their own, I think that's that's real good. That's dope.
Mm-hmm.
But all right, so like I said, brief, right? I'm not going to keep this conversation going.
Nope.
But we not done with relationships.
We are not.
So, watch this other video, social media.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know who posted it. I don't know, you know, source or whatever. I can't even source it. But Shorty basically was sleeping with a married man.
Mm-hmm.
Married man had kids. People on the, I guess it was a podcast or talk show or something like that. They wanted her to explain why she was okay with that. Like, why was she okay with dealing with somebody or being a side piece to that person, right? And her response basically was, the dude not toxic to her. He do what he need to do when it comes to their relationship. They are good 100% when it comes to, like, whatever they got going on. Right. And everything that she does in her current... Everything that he does in his current situation outside may be fucked up, mm-hmm. but she ain't got nothing to do with that.
Right.
So I just was wondering how you feel about that. Like, would you be a side piece? I'm going to start that off with that question. Would you be a side piece? And if you were a side piece, do you feel the way she feels? Or is it, like, a little bit more with that, like...
All right, this is probably, like, the most hypocritical answer I can give.
Yes, sir.
Would I be a side piece? Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Of course. Like, it depends on, at this big age, would I be a side piece? No. Let's start there. Have I been one? Yes. It was just at a more, it was at, in the stage when, like, I didn't really need much. I didn't really want much. Hey, we should hang out. Mm-hmm. You know, clap some cheeks, watch some movies. All right, you can roll. You know what I mean? When shit ain't going right, you want to call me up, that's cool. We can hang out, clap some more cheeks, watch some more movies, you can roll. You know, we kept it like that. At this age, and knowing who I am now and knowing what I want, I can't do that. I'm incapable of being a side piece. But, well, yeah, no, I can't. But, I can't be mad at people who've done it or do it. Like, the thing about relationships is, it just, with social media, it just seems so difficult at this point. Like, you feel like immediately everybody's cheating.
Okay.
No matter what age you're at. Like, no matter if it's a high school relationship or a fucking 40, 50-year-old relationship, like, everybody feels like their partner's cheating or they're unfaithful. And those insecurities eat motherfuckers alive, like, real bad. So, yeah, I mean, I can understand why people are willing to do that, because they feel like it's less... You can't be hurt if you know what you're getting into, right?
Right.
Like, I can't be hurt and you know, balled up over a motherfucker that I already knew wasn't mine.
Mm-hmm.
So I get everything, and I get to keep my emotions at the end if it don't work out, so why not do that? But it's a fucked up situation, because... You never really gonna be able to have what you want. Like, when you hit that point in, like, falling in love with somebody and shit, you wanna be able to share those moments with them. Share, you know, that falling in love moment, and when you guys decide to commit to each other and get married and start a family and etc. You can't do that as a side piece.
No.
At all. I can't get you pregnant as a side piece, cause now I gotta kill a nigga. Like, that's not... Who wants to do that?
I mean, she even wanna tell you it's yours though.
Or that. Or I do get you pregnant, and then you don't tell me it's my kid. And now this nigga raising my kid, and I can't say nothing. That's crazy.
Bro, it's just, nothing to say. You don't know, bro. I mean, she don't tell you, you good.
She's pregnant now. Niggas ain't dumb, though. Like, she would have to cut you off exactly when she find out and not come back until way later, and you never see she has a kid. Because you going...
Nah.
Bro, so? They start showing it what? After the first trimester, they get the little bump.
Bro, that's to say she's not having sex with both of you at the same time.
She probably is having sex with both at the same time.
You're not going to think nothing, because she just...
So...
She got pregnant. Both y'all.
So you ain't never... All right, maybe...
I've been in a situation, bro.
I was about to say, like, you ain't never been in a situation where you was hitting the shorty and you knew somebody else was hitting the shorty too, and she came up pregnant, and you was like, you sure it ain't mine? You sure we good? You definitely 100%? Like, so when my baby mom got pregnant with her first daughter, I thought that was mine.
Mm-hmm.
For a brief minute. We had a quick conversation. She cleared it up. I'm like, all right, bet. All good. But, like, that's kind of how that was. Like, I mean, I knew I was out doing my thing. I knew she was doing her thing. But we was doing each other regularly, often. So, I'm like, you sure? Like, we good? And she like, no, yeah, we straight. And I was like, all right, bet. And I kept it moving.
Yeah, but you see how quick that conversation? Like, it might have been a little bit more than that. Like, we, you know what I'm saying? You might be summing it up. But you see how quick that kind of, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, if you was a side piece and you sure we good? And she like, yeah, bro, you good. You take that, you run with it. Like,
yeah,
you good. Good. Y'all probably not fucking no more because you're pregnant. But, like, at the end of it, it's just, you know what I'm saying? We good. You just going to eat that. Now, a bull, again, I mean, and genetics is crazy, right? So, like, yeah. I want to even say, like, if she come out with somebody, come out with a kid that's, like, completely different, like, skin tone, like, different mannerisms, like, they don't, like, they take after night, they're one of the parents, et cetera, like, might be a little bit of doubt there. And then she might rehash the subject a little bit later.
Mm-hmm.
But genetics is crazy. So, you know, some kids don't even look like their parents. They take after their grandparents or, you know, so on and so forth. Like, it cousins and shit. Like, I don't know. It's real weird. So, I don't even know. She might not never come back and rehash that with you. So, you might just be thinking that that's not yours. And you just live life out here with a kid that you don't even know about. But you're a good dude, though. So, because you're friends with the mom... You might still be in the kid life, and y'all might not know until you're older. And you're like, damn, bro, man, you got the same nose.
I don't know. I don't know about these other niggas, but I am cautious of everything. Especially if I know I'm dumping in you, I'm super cautious. You get one little, I'm not feeling good today. You good? You pregnant? We need to go take a test. Like, I need to know. I need to know from the rip immediately. Don't give me no signs of morning sickness because I'm on your head immediately.
I'm trying to go to the doctor.
I'm not playing no games. I need to know. Because you know the longer you wait, the more expensive the abortion costs. So, like, if I'm really not fucking with you like that, which is crazy because I probably shouldn't have been dumping to you. But I'm growing, y'all. I'm trying to get better. You know?
That nigga toxic but, came right back. That nigga came back full circle.
I'm trying to get better.
Oh, my God. But, I just gave you all this credit.
But if I know, and I need to be prepared. Like, I need to know what I'm getting myself into. Is this finna cost me a quick $60 at CVS, or is it about to cost me $300 at Planned Parenthood? Which direction we going? So I'll be counting. And they could be wanting to know ovulation calendar sometimes. Like, you know, I'll be on it. I'll be needing to know where we stay. Cause
you that deep in that coochie?
Sometimes, yeah. It depends on the chick. I'm that deep in it when it's somebody I don't want to have a child with. Let's start there. If I have zero intention or have the kid with you, but I still want to dump you, I'm all over your shit. I'm keeping track of everything.
Nah,
she said she had her period. When?
Strap up, my G. You start
check one, carry the two.
This nigga said, oh, I'm going to count my 30 days off.
Yo.
We going to know. Your period on right now, right? Like, yeah. How you know? Oh, my, don't worry about it. It was just a good guess. Nah, Broly counted that joint out. Like, I knew.
I remember I had this one joint. I slipped up. I missed. We was good. I wasn't even dumping her yet. Mm-hmm. We was having condom sex regularly. So, just one night we go out, we get lit. And we decide, you know what? Fuck it. We going no condom tonight. And we just go. And I go off. So then, after that, I start checking her ovulation calendar. So, the next time her ovulation come around, I'm like, all right, well, I'm not dumping you this time. We're just going to, you know, have whatever, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you know she was already pregnant? I was sick. Salty.
Was it yours?
Yeah, it was mine.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
That might have been, I'd have been sad that day.
It definitely triggered some depression. The nigga was sad for a minute.
Like, damn.
Yeah, we was in the hospital. It was a tough time. Tough time. But anyway, so I say all that to say, to get back on subject, that the being the side piece, it can be a comfortable role, and I can understand why she was adamant about it. Because when you're comfortable and you're happy, why change it? It's not her responsibility to be concerned with the happiness of the wife and kids, because she's not in their lives, is not her problem. But, I mean, at the same time, that shit could probably come back and bite her in the ass, because if said wife finds out, you got a problem with her hands.
Yeah, so. I don't know, it get real crazy. That's a touchy subject. I've been also side piece in, you know, my heyday or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I could do it now. I'm going to say I'm not against it. Like, depend on the person I'm dealing with at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I feel like in my life, it'd be hard to give hard no's in, like, a lot of the, you know, topics or stuff that we talk about. Because I feel like it's always a person. It's always an exception to every rule. You know what I mean? Most so definitely. For me to be like, yo, I'm never going to do this, I feel like it's real crazy to say. So I'm not going to say I'm not ever going to do it. Like I said, it just depends on the person. I don't know. Maybe that married lady was speaking that shit. Like, she was yeah, like, I might have heard some stuff. I'm like, this nigga spitting. Like, what she, did she just say that to me? Like, don't say that. Because now, you're not about to threaten me with a good time. You get what I'm saying? Like, because now I might have to take you up on your offer. And then if I do that, now I'm the bad guy. Because now you over my house 3 times a week. Why you over here so much? You supposed to be at work.
Where your husband at?
What are you doing? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? But I do think it's, you know, kind of touchy. Because like you said, you can develop feelings. You can fall in love. I think that's what make like side piece and like a really like crazy thing. Mm-hmm. Because you're not supposed to. Like, it's supposed to be something where you're keeping yourself in check. But at the same time, I feel like so many people don't. And because they don't, you just fall into these like situations, or people fall into situationships and shit like that. Just anything, because like you said, you're building these connections with people, you're talking to people, you're falling for people. And it's always somebody who you ain't got no business being with. Because if you did, you'd probably be with that person.
Facts.
You know what I mean? So I think it's real crazy because, nah. But I'm not going to say I wouldn't. But I'm going to say I'm going to lean more towards no now than I would have back then. But I'm not fully on a, you know what I'm saying, on a no. I'm teeter-tottering the line a little bit.
Okay.
So,
yeah, nah, it's a firm no for me. I don't want to be there. Not right now. I feel like I'm ready for that partner, that you know, that long run, or what is it, the
long
victory stretch or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at that, so I ain't finna be out here playing them games. The
marathoning with people.
You know, because I don't have the patience. I'm gonna be out here wilding. Don't even do that to me. Don't put me in no position.
Yeah, I feel that. Yeah, I don't know. I ain't there yet. I don't really care. I don't be caring. But I don't think she's responsible for other people or how they feel either. I think you do gotta be mindful of like what you do and the other people's emotions that you get involved. Because like you said, if they find out, then you can't blame people for reacting. Mm-hmm. So however that other person react, you just gotta be willing to eat that, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But I'm also never gonna come to somebody as a man either. I'm never gonna never gonna be that. That's like
girl
the
was topping me off, son. Like, what? You come to somebody as a man, like, what the fuck you gonna say to him?
Yeah, I just.
This shit's weird. Say that shit for the women.
That's the weirdest concept ever. It's like,
I just wanna come to you as a man and let you know that I've been dicking your girl down.
Why
you say it? Why you think you gonna say this to me and walk away breathing?
That too.
Why do you think that you finna utter these words?
That too.
Why and I'ma just let you live.
If there was a button, you just pushed it. Like,
I'm blacked out. Next time I wake up, I'm in a fucking courthouse getting sentenced because I done did some crazy shit.
Big facts. And the crazy thing is any nigga who tell you they fucked your girl won't give you details. Like, they not just gonna be like, I fucked your shorty.
Cause they gotta let you know, they gotta tell you something that you know that she do to prove it. Cause women be lying.
You know that birthmark on her butt, nigga?
Exactly.
Like,
or they gonna tell a trick she do. Like, what?
Nah, the fuck that thing is. What if she don't do that trick for her?
That's true.
That'd be crazy. She like, you ain't fucking my girl, nigga. What you talking about? She ain't never do that. Like, what? Man, you don't know. You gotta bring us up something else. Start running down the list. Like, she be doing this and she be doing that and she be doing this and she be doing that. The next thing you know, you're like, that kind of do sound like her. And now I got to fight you.
Yep.
Because,
like, you all hurt.
Yeah, because now.
Trying to hold back tears, so you about to whoop ass.
Yo, facts. Like, I don't know. I feel like that's a bad sign. That's a bad sign. But
100%.
You definitely got to bring up some personal shit. Like, told you. Talk about that birthmark.
You know, it's a no for me. I'm going to just stay away from that, because I don't have the patience. I can't take it.
Maybe we're not that toxic. I don't know. I don't know what's happening here. we teeter tottering too. Like, I don't know. Mo was not toxic.
I'm toxic with a conscience. Like, I still.
Is that a thing?
I'm aware of my toxicity, but you know, I can exist in it without being toxic.
Okay. All right. I was talking to fucking Dom, and I told her that my toxic is quiet and yours was obnoxious number. We had that conversation. Yeah. So I was telling her that, and she was like, I like more toxic better than yours, then, because your toxic be sneaky.
It's honest, it's toxic, right? It's just about being honest, bro, with it. Like, I ain't finna lie to you. I mean, I'm toxic, but, like, you know.
So I feel the same way, and I still let me get crazy. Because I'm not going to lie. You know what I mean? Like, if you say, oh, Sean, you ain't shit, I'm going to be like, I never claimed to be shit. You be like, nigga, you toxic. I might be like, you right. I'm going to agree with you. But like, I'm not high in it. It just be quiet. I don't know. Like, it just, it's situational.
Meanwhile, my shit, I just have a you ain't shit aura.
More toxic like, be busting through doors. Yeah, like, I mean, like, cops at your front door. Like, nigga, we coming in, like, kicking shit through. Like, the more toxic be mad at you. Like, yo, nigga, toxic is here.
I don't know how it happened, but it came and saw it conquered.
I don't know. It's just an aura or something like that. But I definitely told her, and that's what she said. She appreciates your toxic because how loud that shit can get. And I'm just like, that's kind of crazy.
We appreciate being appreciated, Dom. Thank you. We like being noticed.
Yo. Y'all gotcha. Fuck both of y'all.
Oh, man. Right, what we got next on the docket?
It was, the other John. Yeah. The dude, old head, boy was talking about how we always tell a woman that in order to get a man or to be happy, et cetera, et cetera, that they gotta start living their lives as a wife. So yes, when you come to dates, you're living your life as a wife. Mm-hmm. You gotta learn how to do wifely duties. You gotta learn how to, I guess, be like what your traditional wife would, I guess, be. And then you attract what you're putting out. So by being the wife, you attract the husband.
Mm-hmm.
His argument was, we can do that vice versa for dudes. And so if you're going to attract the wife, then you need to start showing up as a husband. And you need to start doing things as a husband, because the idea is niggas just be out here fucking people. Mm-hmm. Like, you go out here, you go on these dates, you know.
Community dick, that's what
you
said.
You giving community dick out here, but then at the end of the day, you're like, well, I want a girl who I can settle down with, but you're not out here doing, like, the husband duties. How you feel about that, bro? What's your take?
So we already talked about it briefly before recording, but niggas just need to mind their business. That's just it. Like, niggas just need to mind their business. Like, everybody wants to be this, like, guru. This, like, you know, I'ma tell motherfuckers about themselves. Tell women how to be women. Tell men how to be men. Mm. Tell, you know what I mean, couples how to be a healthy couple. Tell couples how to become a married couple. Like, no, there is no blueprint to do these things. Like, everybody's path is different. If there's one thing we've learned about life, nobody is walking in the same path. Everybody's path is different. So to try to tell people how they need to behave to find a partner, it's weird to me. I just think it's a weird take. Can you give, like, you know, ideas on things that might help? Of course. But to straight flat out tell somebody how they are and are not behaving and, like, how it correlates to being a husband or a wife is dumb. I think it all goes back into fucking gender roles, and gender roles are stupid. And
I agree.
It's just that. Like, listening to him talk was just annoying because, I mean, like, I do believe that men treat dating initially differently than women do.
Mm-hmm.
And I do believe that in the beginning, men need to show what they're going to be better. But I don't think it, like, I think, oh, you, husband and wife qualities, if you believe in that kind of thing, those are things you that are unlocked of you over time. They don't just happen. You mm-hmm. don't just come to a dinner table and you, like, I'm a do husband shit. That's not how that works. Like, you treat people the way you want to be treated, but you also treat people how they treat you. So, like,
okay,
you're not going to go into a situation with somebody you just met and immediately be the husband of their dreams. Like, because you don't even know what that is yet. Like, you're coming here to meet someone.
Mm-hmm.
so you're going to be the husband that you think a husband should be, and she might look at you and go, nigga, what?
Right.
So then you wasted your time.
Mm-hmm.
That's why communication is key. Like, you go on those dates, you get to know those people to learn what those qualities are, and then you show them.
I agree.
But I think we all, in dating, first off, the dating pool today is terrible. Y'all niggas suck. And I don't mean niggas as in males. I mean niggas as in people. Mm-hmm. All you niggas suck. Like, you're bad at communicating. You're bad at accountability. You're bad at, you know, being able to stick it out. Like, you're just trash at everything. Every facet of the dating process, you're just bad at. And I think everybody needs to take a step back and kind of be more focused in what they're doing. Be more focused in your dating habits. Don't just go out with somebody, have a meal, have some good conversation, and start gushing. Like, if you really fuck with them, dig deeper.
Mm-hmm.
Get to understand those more important qualities sooner, because that honeymoon phase, it only lasts for so long. Like,
Facts. I think another issue, well, for me, is I think people need to sit with themselves. I think a lot of people don't even know what it is that they want, right? So even in, like, the other situations we talked about today, like, shorty clearly wanted somebody who's going to provide for all her kids, or mm-hmm. somebody who would, even though she wanted a nigga like you, I'm going to say like you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We not talking no more, but I'm going to still do for your kids. I'm going to still be that person. You ain't had no conversation with this dude that led you to believe that this not him. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I don't know how long y'all been talking. You had a kid by him, though.
Right.
So, where was the conversation that led you there? And, like, what was it that you were looking for that led you to be in a relationship with somebody who wasn't it? You know what I'm saying? So, again, I said earlier, like, the non-negotiable, the things that I'm going to say no to, it's not, like, guaranteed. Like, I'm never going to say it's 100% guaranteed. Obviously, some people going to slide through the cracks. It's going to be some things that I feel like I want that I'm probably not going to get in a relationship, and I might be okay with settling for, you know, some of those situations.
Mm-hmm.
But if I want somebody who going to do certain things, I need to make sure that's going to be you. So, like you said, I got to make sure that you're getting or spending the time trying to get to know me enough to know that this is what I want, and becoming that person and maintaining that person even to a point after the relationship. Because if we didn't end in bad blood, you still need to treat me, you know, to a certain standard, a certain level.
Sure.
And if we are, if we're friends, obviously that standard changes. But if we still fucking and we not in a relationship, my nigga, we still fucking. So anybody who fucking you should be able to maintain that level of standard. Like, it shouldn't go down because of that. I get it. Some of those responsibilities change. You're not my dude no more. I'm not, like, you're not my girl no more. Like, so you're going to change a little bit. But if we still fucking, I'm still going to make sure you good. And I say this to a lot of people, but, like, a dude who giving you bread and a dude who making sure you good, like, they're two separate people. And I think a lot of people don't even understand that, because at the end of the day, all they're looking for is their check. So it's like, are they actually taking care of you, or are they, like, just throwing you some bread to shut you up? And I think we got to, like, sit down and kind of, like, pay attention to, like, what's going on in our lives and the people we actually allow into, you know, absorb some of the energy that we're giving off, and allowing access, I guess, accountability, like you said earlier. Because I think this is kind of crazy. It's kind of crazy. There's so many unhappy people out here, like, It's so many scarred people too. Like, niggas, everybody got hurt like 1,001 times, and the dating pool is trash. I don't know. It's just,
it's real bad. It's bad out here. It's real bad. And I feel like it's only getting worse.
I mean, it's gonna get worse though. It's gonna get a lot worse before it get better. Cause now that everybody is, I guess, tainted or hurt, or, you know, been abused, or whatever you want to call this toxicness that's, I guess, spreading, everybody's in that same pool. All they want to do is keep dating people and hurting people, and then everybody, there's more people getting hurt. Like, it's
everywhere. Like, crazy. It's so open now. Like, everybody's toxic. It's in the music. It's on TV. Like, everybody's comfortable with just, so either they want to be a side nigga or a side chick. They want to be a sugar baby or a sugar daddy. They want to, like, nobody wants the grind. Nobody wants the commitment. Everybody wants the fast way. They want the money and the companionship on their own terms. Nobody wants the, you know, the grind of trying to figure it out. Everybody's impatient. It's just, it's wild. It's interesting. Glad to be a traditionalist, though, because I just think it's dumb. Like, why, the idea of, you know, wanting to raise your child in a single parent household while you're out here being a sugar baby at 30, 40 plus years old, or, you know what I mean, you out here being a side chick to a nigga at 30, 40 plus years old while you raise your kids on your own. That's weird to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel that. I don't know. At some point, you gotta, like, what is it? I guess mature and grow up.
Oh, most definitely.
You can't be that same person in your 20s. You can't be the same person in your 30s that you were in your 20s. Like, mm-hmm. Some things in your life gotta change. Some things you gotta mature. Some, like, you gotta grow up. You can't be. You can't.
And there are gonna be those people that come in these comments and they're gonna say, oh, well, relationships ain't for everybody, and da 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 da. And I hear y'all. I truly, truly do. But if that's the case, go buy you a rose, or, you know, go get you a porn subscription and just say to yourself, why don't be out here ruining other people's lives and interrupting their lives and shit when you know you don't want nothing long term? Like, that's selfish.
Or communicate, like you said earlier. Like, say that, you know, day one, like, that's not that. Because it's the same thing as, like, we was talking about the side pieces. Like, if I tell you that that's not that, that's not what I want, I don't want nothing more than what we're doing right now, I just want a date, then you gotta accept that.
Right.
And accepting it can come in two forms. You could either walk away, or you can stay, and we can still date. But if you decide to stay here and date, don't give me 3-4 months from now, oh, I thought we was leading to this.
Right.
Because that's not what I said, you know what I mean? So, like, if y'all communicating what y'all want, then y'all can still have that companionship. But don't make it seem like it's going to be ever more than that. Or don't lead people on to the point where they thinking they about to be something with you, and it's you never just nothing. Like, no.
Nah, that shit corny. That shit hella corny, and I'm slapping y'all. Don't waste my time because I'm slapping you. That's it. I don't have no more time to waste. My space, you waste my time, I'm slapping you.
Yeah, I need that back.
Mm-hmm. I'm slapping all my time back up.
That's a lot.
Hate wasted time, dog. That shit is sick. You really came here to play with me for weeks or months at a time. Like, that shit's dumb. So dumb. You could have left me alone.
It was years. Niggas had people on the hook for years. Like, knowing that it wasn't about to be nothing.
I understand. Both of them are wild. Like, y'all really be out here just mistreating people like they can't kill you. Like, what is... Why? Why? The murder rate high as shit. Y'all think niggas not gonna kill you for wasting their time? You tripping. You are tripping.
It's crazy. You don't know it's crazy, though? I seen an article earlier that said, I didn't know what the comparison was between, like, men and women, but apparently Philly is for the women, and there's not that many men here no more. So it was like, where are the men
in
going?
Jail. That's where they are. They're in prison.
Probably. But
the women are the ones that keep saying they want to leave. I can't wait to get out of Philly. I can't wait to go to Atlanta, mm-hmm. Miami, L.A. No, they can't afford none of those cities picks. Or whatever. But, I mean...
You got picks and they still waste your time. That's crazy. Like, it's so many women out here and you can't find your wife.
I cannot.
She in a different city, bro. She in a different city.
I thought that. So, I'm not even going to get to that.
Oh, you tried. I forgot. Oh.
Man. Oh, man.
All right, bro. I don't know.
Lucky I'm a man of my word. No. But, nah, like, it's crazy. People are definitely interesting, and a lot of times we get so caught up in ourselves and in the dating process that we forget that it takes two. And yeah, I mean, again, it goes back to my point earlier where you got to consider other people's feelings. Like, I get you got to prioritize your own. You can only be held accountable for your feelings. Or, I'm sorry, that's not how I wanted to word it. You can only be accountable for the feelings of yourself and those who you have direct contact with.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, earlier when we talked about the side bitch thing, she can't account for the feelings of the wife. that they're not friends, they don't have no ties. But I actually have direct ties to you. We are sleeping together, or we are dating, or doing whatever. Mm-hmm. So I do have to consider your feelings as well. And I don't think people realize that. Like, you can't just come and play around with motherfuckers' feelings and roll. Like, that's not that's not okay.
I feel it.
So yeah.
You look stressed, you got it.
PTSD, man. PTSD. Next topic. Next topic. Just keep it moving.
That's kind of crazy. I think that's it, bro. I don't know if I got nothing else. You got a question you trying to throw at me?
I usually be prepared for these moments, and I tried to like do some research, but today was a busy day, so I ain't got nothing this time.
Oh man, hey. They was talking about, you saw the BET Awards?
I did. All
right, so
not,
saw,
I did not. I'm lying. Otherwise,
why
BET
you
Awards.
Just lie like that?
Oh, it's the BET Awards.
This nigga just lied. Oh my god. All right, cool. So did you see social media? They was talking about Young Miami.
And I saw Young Miami. Right, first off, I just want to say before we get into Young Miami that JT was fucking fine. I don't care how hype y'all was on Young Miami, old sprung on the old nigga ass. Uzi is out here hitting JT, and that nigga is my hero. Round of applause for Uzi.
I feel you, bro. I feel you. I also saw your post the other day, but we're going to get into that. I guess we can get into that, too. About Philly niggas being trash.
Oh, yeah. We can talk about,
talk about that real quick. But people was clowning Miami for holding the sign up. Mm-hmm. And did he not giving her, like, any like, praise while he was on the stage or, like, sending her no flowers?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
why would he, though?
I guess because they together.
So? Wasn't she done? What the fuck she do for his career? She put him on. He came on her podcast. He's helping her career, not vice versa. Did he been it? You know who did help his career, Cassie? That was the bitch he was. Oh, excuse me, not bitch. That was the young woman he was with for years, wasting her time. Wasting her time.
They gonna cancel you
for years. I mean, but like Young Miami ain't do nothing for him. They've been dating for a few months, maybe a year or two. Like they ain't really been doing nothing long term. So why would he thank her? She's not. She literally, she literally contributed zero to him being on that stage that night. Not a thing.
Mm-hmm.
He was up there for a lifetime achievement award. She been in his life for like
5 minutes.
0.05% of it. Like, though, there's no thank you there.
Gotcha. So I don't feel like he was wrong. It was cool. They
can go home. He's not wrong. He still can go home with her at the end of the night and clap them cheeks.
Do you feel like she was stupid for holding that sign?
I mean, she was supporting her nigga. She's not stupid. It looked stupid just because they was at the BET Awards and you the only bitch in there with a sign in the front row. But like, you know, whatever. Whatever makes you feel like you're going to get the best dick at the end of the night, do you think?
It's a good night. She probably was. You know what I'm saying?
I know.
If I get a crazy award, like, I'm going home and we going to celebrate.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing a lot of stuff. But, yeah, I don't know. I don't think she was stupid. It's a lot of factors there, though. Like, I'm seeing it float around that, you know, he be giving her bread just to give her bread. You know, Diddy money ain't my money. So, if Diddy was handing out bread, it's probably, like, a check. And if that's the case, like, I'd be holding signs, too. Like,
man, the conversation I always have about them, I can't remember if we talked about it on the pod or not. But what comes to word is acceptable pedophilia. And that is, in my opinion, when you are a young woman who is pursuing an older man.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, we always talk about how, like, it's always the older person that pursues the youth. Mm-hmm. And it's only, they're only considered a pedophile when you're a minor. But, like, even when you are an adult and you are pursuing someone who is, you know, head and shoulders older than you, I to this day, I don't see how that works. Like, typically you connect with people who have the same, like, goals as you, or, you know, you guys are doing something similar. And I think that shit is weird. I think it's weird to be 25 and want to date someone that's 50, because I don't care if y'all both rich or not. Like, what do y'all have in common? Like, outside of both being in the music industry, and y'all don't work together, so, like, what do y'all have in common?
I don't know, bro.
Like, y'all just both like to go out? Everybody likes to go out. Why is that particular person the one that's...
I can't speak to that. I don't really know. I don't know what she's seeing him. I don't know. Well, I know what he's seeing her. But
we know,
you know, physically anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But I don't know.
She a lot of fun. That's what he said.
I mean, that might be all he needs, though. He got everything else.
Diddy toxic.
Diddy is definitely toxic.
Definitely toxic. And he's a Scorpio, so.
What that mean, bro?
I mean, he's
probably.
I am a Scorpio.
So, you're the same? I got you.
I wasn't denying it.
All right, cool. See, that's how I feel about my toxicity. I'm not denying it, but yeah,
I'm not Diddy toxic, but I am toxic.
You don't think so?
I don't think
if you had Diddy toxic money, you wouldn't be Diddy toxic? Let's be real.
That's not fair, because I don't have Diddy money.
But if you did.
If I did, who knows what I would do? Would I be married with children trying to start a family? Possibly. Would I be out here dicking down 25-year-olds? Also possible.
You're going to be nah, Cannon, bro.
I don't think so. I can't. There's no way at that age I'm dealing with somebody that's... we already had this conversation. I'm not messing with nobody that's my sister's age or younger.
I mean, I hear
that's weird. That's
I was just trying to say, like, I'd probably be Nick Cannon out here. I'd probably have kids on kids.
That's fair.
I ain't going to hold you. I got the bread for him to take care of him.
That's fair. If I'm doing that, I couldn't even do that. Because money is one thing, but like kids need time with their parents, and I don't know how much time he's going to have to give to each one of those children. The more children you have, the less time you have to split amongst them.
Yeah, I would start doing family things though. I would try to do as many family activities, group type situations.
It's not the same.
I would attempt.
I get the thought process, but it's not the same. Like, them kids will eventually get older, and the group thing don't work. Then you went on one time with a dad, and with Nick Cannon being as busy as he is, like, how the fuck you gonna give all of them that one on one time and give them, you know, pieces of your nugget?
I would just, so to speak, I don't know. Right? I would find some way to incorporate things. So if my kid enjoyed certain things, like let's say I had a kid that wanted to be a rapper, or wanted to be an actor, or actress, or wanted to do like whatever they wanted to do, I would just try to find ways to incorporate myself into like those type of things. Even if I was working. Mm-hmm. Even if I was working. You wanna be a rapper? Okay, cool. I'm going to the studio today, you wanna come? Like, I would just try to incorporate myself. But I think a big portion of that is just making sure I'm talking to the person. Because I wanna make sure that I'm communicating and, you know, be understanding to their needs. And then, like, once I get, you know, a little bit of the stuff that they're like looking for, I would try to, you know, put more interest into that to try to see, like, you know, if we can do something there. But yeah, I would just try my hardest to, you know, spread my time, you know, wisely or whatever. That way I can still get whatever it is that I need to get done and still be, you know, productive as a adult and, you know, do my adulting, but at the same time spend a nice amount of time with each of my individual children. But definitely when they're young, I'm definitely doing group activities. We all going to, I'm shutting down Disney World, and we all just going to go in there, we're going to have a ball, you know what I mean? Like, we doing what we need to do.
Definitely me, because I know I wouldn't be able to stretch myself that thin. I'd rather have less and focus more attention on them than have more and have to spread it out. Like, I'd rather have like 3 or 4. If I was rich, I'd rather have like 3, maybe 5 at the most, and stretch it out amongst those 5, than to just be out here having 10 to 15 kids and trying to stretch it out amongst the entire 15, because it'd be nerve wracking.
I don't know. I grew up in a big family, so I get it. That's true. Like, my grandpa had like I'm gonna say 10 kids himself. So if he could do it and live in Philly. Then I feel like if I had bread, then I could probably do a lot. So yeah, I'd make something happen. But since we came back to Philly, you went on your little rant the other day.
It was a small rant. It wasn't even a rant. It's just an observation, because I see a lot of posts in the Philly social media circuit of people making it seem as though like Philly niggas are so trash and don't nobody ever want Philly niggas and da 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 da. But I've just seen a couple things, you know, on the Twitters and the Instagrams and Facebooks. And, you know, there were some surveys that were put out there that Philly got one of the sexiest accents. So sound like motherfuckers want Philly niggas there. I also want to point out that, you know, a few Philly niggas that's out here hitting some real badass bitches. You know, Lil Uzi got JT. It's a win. Meek had Nicki. That was a super win.
Meek did get Nicki.
You know, who else did I name? How was his name? Tyler Lepley. Do you know who that is?
I don't.
Tyler Lepley is an actor. He's like a C+, maybe B- list actor. Like, he do like the Tyler Perry movies and shit. But he's on P-Valley, and he plays Diamond. And that nigga is hitting. He's from Philly, and he is hitting not Bernice Burgos. Who's the other big ass troll?
America Watts, right?
Yes. He hit America Watts, yes.
America Watts is bad.
Bad as shit. The Philly niggas is up 3,000 just off the three niggas.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, now, granted, Meek lost Nicki, and you know, it was ugly, and that shit just happened. She like cornball niggas. Whoop de doo. But, yeah, I mean, he was up for a while. He was up so much, he had her talking to judges, getting him out of jail. Ain't no bigger up than that. Ain't no bigger up than that. So, I mean, it was some Philly niggas. And haters gonna say it's because they got money. All of them women got just as much money as the niggas. Nicki had more money than Meek, but Uzi and JT might be on the same level.
Mm-hmm.
And Lepley and Miracle Watch might be too, because I don't think Miracle really did anything crazy. And Lepley just been in a couple of low budget movies. So they might also pretty much be at the same level. So, in my opinion, they each have enough money to take care of each other. Not one is carrying one more than the other. It balances out. So when you take away the money and you just focus on
The people,
Philly niggas is likable. Niggas, bitches is out here loving on us. It's our time, Philly niggas. You know, get out here, go get you a baddie.
Listen, I have no disagreement. If you want to say Philly niggas is up, me as a Philly nigga, I'm going to receive that energy. I'm going to take that. I'm up. Philly I'm up. Up.
Go get you a model, Shine.
Yo,
go get you a model.
I'm going to try my hardest. We're going to get a. I'm gonna try to find me a baddie somewhere, and then we're gonna see what happens. And then I'm gonna be showing you.
Because we deserve it. We've been through a lot. Niggas be getting shot at all the time. I mean,
can't even go to the corner store without the strap.
Right. Motherfuckers running around in ski masks all day. Like,
it's real dangerous.
It's dangerous out here. We deserve to win something. And winning the bad bitch contest is great. It's great. It's great to be able to say, we ain't got much, but we get bad bitches here. So, shout out to that.
Wow, what an argument.
That's all we got.
It's fucked up. That's all my girl look good.
It is. That's all that matters.
That's cool, though. All right, cool. You know, like I said, I ain't arguing with that. I just wanted to put it out there that Philly niggas is up for everything that you said. We winning. I'm going to accept that. I did see that article about the accent stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It was like top five or something.
It was top
like
five,
that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up. And we ain't in country.
In country. Regular in country. Accent. Oh, all our accent is water. That's it, water.
I mean, that ain't an accent, but yeah, I do know people will be complaining about that.
Yeah, like,
but yeah.
We don't say much. We don't say much at all, but y'all be loving it, so we be loving y'all. Go ahead and bring that country accent up here, man.
I'm going to accept all that. But like I said, y'all, we about to be out. I want to thank y'all for watching.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to ask y'all one more time.
One more game.
Like, subscribe, comment, share.
Uh-huh.
Tell your friends to tell their friends. Uh-huh. Or whatever you need to do. Shit, pick up their phone and subscribe for them. Do whatever you need to do. Leave a comment or something. You know what
we
I mean?
We need reviews on Apple Podcasts. Leave some words, some kind words. We want to start, you know what I mean, reading to our viewers what y'all be saying about us. Because we like to know. We like to know. I'm sure y'all like to know what motherfuckers be saying about us. So, Apple Podcasts, leave a rating. Write a quick review, couple sentences, then gotta be all poetic.
Yeah,
if you like to be poetic, that's cool too. You like
the crazy thing is niggas will text my phone and tell me how they feel.
Right.
But they won't.
I'm all going through play by plays through the phone, but y'all ain't leave no reviews. Like, mm-hmm. Do y'all care really love us? Do y'all really care about us?
Probably not. But you know, whatever. We here.
Crazy.
But yeah, that's what we wanna ask for, and I mean, we'll see y'all next time.
See you next week.